This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's national security chief said Tuesday that problems stemming from the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops were behind recent territorial gains by the Taliban. He said his government was working to overcome them. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered all American soldiers to leave the war-torn South Asian nation by September 11th, to end nearly 20 years of unprecedented U.S. military engagement there. NATO partners have followed suit. The military drawdown began on May 1st and is expected to be largely complete by late August. Since then, nearly a third of Afghanistan's more than 400 districts have fallen to Taliban insurgents as pro-government forces, deprived of crucial U.S. air support, either retreated or surrendered altogether. Afghan National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib told reporters in Kabul that a lack of resources, particularly in the case of the Afghan Air Force, made it hard for authorities to sustain delivery of much-needed supplies to remote security bases after foreign troops began pulling out of the country. The desperate search for survivors in a Japanese resort town devastated by a landslide is becoming less hopeful, according to officials on Tuesday, 3 days after the disaster that killed at least seven people. The death toll from the disaster rose to seven after three more victims were confirmed dead on Tuesday, according to local officials. The fate or whereabouts of 27 residents of Atami in central Japan remains unknown, a regional spokesman said, after dozens of homes were swept away on Saturday by violent waves of mud. More than 1,000 soldiers and rescue workers trawled through destroyed homes and waded across mud on Tuesday as the 72 hours that experts say are crucial in the race to save lives drew to a close. This is VOA News. The United Nations rights chief warned on Tuesday the dire situation in Myanmar since its February coup is driving the country toward possible civil war and could spark regional insecurity. Speaking before the UN Human Rights Council, Michelle Bachelet lamented that Myanmar in recent months, quote, has evolved from a political crisis to a multidimensional human rights catastrophe. Myanmar has experienced mass protests and a brutal military response since the February 1st coup, which ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says nearly 900 people have been killed, while about 200,000 have been forced to flee their homes. At the same time, at least 5,200 people have been arbitrarily arrested, including more than 90 journalists, according to UN numbers, while eight major media outlets have been forced to close. Meanwhile, lawyers for ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi argued strongly on Tuesday against the introduction of evidence by prosecutors against her on a sedition charge, saying it did not follow established judicial procedures. Suu Kyi is under detention and is being tried on several charges, including an allegation that she illegally imported walkie-talkies for her bodyguard's use and used the radios without a license. She's also accused of violating COVID-19 pandemic restrictions on two occasions. During the 2020 election campaign, she went on trial on June 14th in a closed court in the capital, Naypyidaw, in proceedings that the military-installed government is widely seen as using to discredit her and consolidate its control. Russian officials say a plane carrying 28 people apparently crashed as it came in for a landing in bad weather Tuesday in Russia's Far East. Everyone aboard is feared dead. Wreckage was found on a coastal cliffside and in the sea near an airport. The plane was on approach for a landing in a fog and clouds when it missed a scheduled communication and disappeared from radar, according to regional officials. Russian media is reporting none of the six crew members or 22 passengers on board are believed to have survived. And the Belgian government said Tuesday that Belgium's Africa Museum wants a celebration of Belgium's colonial rule, will begin a multi-year process of returning stolen art to the Democratic Republic of Congo, which spent the first half of the 20th century under Belgian rule. It's unclear whether the artifacts signed over to Congolese ownership will go back to DRC or stay on display in Belgium, with Brussels paying a fee for permission to display them. The Africa Museum has also undergone a $78 million overhaul to give a more critical view of Belgium's colonization of parts of Africa. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.